games, and more entertainment radio.
I'm C4.
And I'm Koba.
I played so much that game.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is. Games and more entertainment radio. Games and more entertainment radio. Games and more entertainment radio.
I haven't listened to the show in this long. They know that I don't give a fuck.
Ludicrous kill.
Once again, Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 122. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
It's June 11th, 2006, Nintendo DS Lite Day. Uberness.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first, we should get all this crap out of the way. The website is hwhq.com. You can email us at c4.gameradio@gmail.com. And you can join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is Pound Gamer. One other thing I actually forgot to mention on last week's show, because we had a lot of email and it was kind of disturbing to my psyche to have to prepare for that. I managed to forget to mention the forum thread that we need to hear your thoughts and opinions and go ahead and vote on. It's about the hats and the t-shirts we're working on here. We got to get that going, and we're ready, almost about ready for stage two, about another week. I wanted to make sure I mentioned this on last show, and I forgot, so now we got to wait for this show. And basically, if anybody's interested in something like that, I'm trying to get a count of at least what type of product people are interested in, and people have been voting for stickers, which wasn't on the list. Mm-hmm. So now I'm gonna have to throw that into the mix, which isn't so bad. You know, I mean, that's not like a expensive purchase. You know, really, not like a T-shirt and like the hats and whatnot.
Yeah, a handful of stickers shouldn't cost us too much.
Yeah, that won't be too bad at all. So I want to make them all slick though, because I want them to be the logo.
Right.
You know, so I want it to look nice, not just like plain white or something like that. So it's going to take a little bit of work, though. You know, there's some footwork to be done here. I mean, we've got some catalogs and some really nice, as far as t-shirts and hats go anyway, picked out. I'm still looking at some different places for stickers and stuff. But it's looking pretty good so far, and I hope to get this going pretty soon. The next stage of this whole thing, of course, is going to be the logos. And this part might actually take a while, because we need to get people to, you know, those that are interested in this kind of thing need to try to, you know, help us decide exactly what they should look like. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I mean, better the community decide than, you know, me, at, you know, when I'm half screwed up first thing in the morning, not thinking correctly. That's where I make all my bad decisions. Like, I wake up in the morning and think, oh yeah, I should do this now. And then I like spit something out and it just never turns out like I wanted it to. So you can go to the forum. That's on the left, on the website, on the far left hand side, on the top left, you've got forum is one of the options there. I believe it's just, you can just go hwhq.com/forum. It'll take you to the forum. It's in the very last section of the forum, the game radio related section, where we have anything, you know, like if we mention something on the show that needs to be corrected, or if somebody's got, like, the SNES chick picture showed up, thank you, Air, because it wasn't that easy to find.
Hmm.
So he posted it in the forum for everybody to go see. And probably the top thread in there is probably the one about the clothing, I think. Maybe it's the second one now.
Sticky.
Oh, it might be. It might be. That would make sense. I probably did do that. So we can go on to email. Da, da, da. No, it is... I promise the email will not be that bad this week. In fact, we've got it down to just two, and they are nice and short. The first one is from Juice, and let's see. Oh, I remember this one from a little bit before. Somebody did mention this here. Now we got another email about it. Yo, what's up, C4 and Kobar? I remember hearing a few shows back, well, maybe more than a few, you reading an email that recommended you use the song Protoculture by Del the Funky Homo Sapien as a closing song to your show. Well, I know you can't use it because of copyrights and shit, but regardless, I think you should definitely check this song out, if not just for the tons of game references in it. It actually has some pretty hardcore stuff in there, like mentioning the maps for Zelda in the first issue of Nintendo Power and rival schools. In case you have trouble finding that, I've taken care of that. Hopefully, I'll be able to hang around IRC more and drop more emails your way. Love the show, you guys. Kick fucking ass, and as always, fuck terrorists, Jackie Thompson. Now, I got to hear the song. It's actually a pretty damn cool song. And I'm glad that the issue was taken care of, because I was previously unable to acquire my license to listen to this track.
Right.
And that has been solved, which is awesome because I've never heard of it before. I've never heard of it. It really is a cool song because I got the lyrics of it too, you know. So I can kind of like read along with it, and they mention all kinds of crazy shit in there, like the Power Glove even and stuff. It's pretty awesome. It's a pretty cool song, so definitely check that out. Thank you, Juice. And the final email, as you hear that sigh, like, oh, thank God, it's over in the first 5 minutes of the show. We're not doing a whole show on email. I apologize for that. That was rough, but it had to be done. We had to get it out of the way. This one is from Polymoth. Hey, C4 and Kobar, in your E3 wrap-up, you were looking for a good sword-fighting game for the Wii. Here is the answer for you, but it is based on anime named Bleach. You and your leisures are wondering what Bleach is, and you say, isn't that the Japanese anime thing that only 500 pond nerds watch? So here's the story on Bleach. The story starts with Kurosaki, oh Jesus,
Ichigo.
Thank you. a 15-year-old boy that has an ability to see ghosts and spirits. And the story starts when he meets what the hell is that word? G-R-L-E.
Girl.
Girl, death god, and shit happens. I enjoy the show, so here are the links for the game and the show. The show information, tinyurl.com/C2FDO, and the game information, tinyurl.com/JDJHQ. I think that's a link to IGN that says very little about the game, like next to nothing.
Bleach is awesome, so.
Yeah, you've seen like the series, the TV series, or the shows, or?
Yeah, it's just running in Japan. I think they just finally started bringing it over to America, so we'll start to see it, which gives good hope for us to actually see this game, too.
Yeah. Hopefully that will come out. We need a cool sword-fighting game that's not Red Steel.
Yeah.
Definitely. So can you tell us a little bit about it, other than some Bleach guy who can see spirits and shit happens?
Yeah, basically the whole plot of the story is the chick, the Shinigami, or Death God chick...
The girl, G-R-L-E.
Turns him into a death god when she wasn't supposed to.
Ah.
And so,
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, and so she gets in all kinds of shit. The head death gods, like, take her back to the Soul Society where they live, and they're gonna execute her, and he gets all pissed off and, like, goes there to break her out. And
whoa.
So he has to fight, like, all these fucking insane, like, this army of, death gods. And it's really cool.
Huh, yeah, I remember
lots of sword fighting.
You were hooked on this, I remember. You and somebody else. Mocker, I think?
Mocker was watching it. A few other people.
Yeah, I remember IRC was going nuts. It was like everywhere I looked. It was Bleach this, Bleach that. And I've never seen it, never heard of it before, so I never got to check it out and everything. But I remember hearing lots of good things about it.
It's kind of like some of the slightly more kiddie stuff, like, say, Dragon Ball Z or Naruto. But it's really good.
Is it like a 16-year-old boy?
No, he's like 17.
17? Is he in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he have to save the world?
Huh?
Does he save the world?
No.
No? Okay, then.
He saves this girl.
This is amazing.
He's gonna save the world.
Wow. Now it's an anime. Okay. Do they have lots of high blood pressure, too? You cut off an arm and fire hose blood comes out?
No, just enough blood. You know, someone gets stabbed and they'll like cut it to a scene on the ground and it'll kind of splash on the ground.
Okay, that's cool. I really got tired of like the same fucking thing happening in every damn anime I ever watched that I pretty much like stopped. I cannot handle it anymore. It's like the same crap. And then, you know, every now and again a gem slips by me because I just kind of like, you know, try to just hear good things first and check out the ones that other people can really recommend to me, you know?
I'm not so sure I would consider Bleach to be outrageously different.
Right.
Like, it's definitely high school boy becomes fucking god and starts kicking ass.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah, it must be, because people were going absolutely nuts over it, so...
I mean, if you do a better job than most...
Right.
Then at least that's something.
Absolutely. I'm gonna have to check that out because it's hard for me to find, you know, really good anime, something that's not like more of the exact same. In the news this week, there was only two little things. Oh, well, no, a couple weeks ago. We'll get this one out of the way first. Just because this was news from like back like May 20-something, 25th, I think, ish. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and this was really good news, some really positive thing to hear about because Reggie, our boy from the Nintendo E3 conference, everybody remembers seeing him, kind of pissed off, mean-looking guy, you know? But he's awesome. He did a just great job.
Looks like he'll come to your house and personally kick your ass if you do not buy a Wii.
Right, and he's in the right. I'll be right there along with him. And, you know, here, listen up, Sony fanboy. This is how it's going to be. But Reggie is now the president of Nintendo of America. Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
I thought we mentioned this last show.
I don't remember. I don't think we did. Or maybe we, like, it got in like a sentence or something, but right. he deserves more notice than that, because I'm afraid of him and he's going to come beat me up if we don't make a big spotlight out of it. So, Reggie. All right. Now, the one piece of little news that we had that was interesting was probably even like a week or two old in itself, but it was still worthy to talk about. This actually, John Kay posted this on the forums, and I followed up on it. We read the article here just a little while ago again to take a look at what this was about. And the article header is Detox Clinic Set for Video Game Addicts. I guess this is about a new clinic, because there is a few else out in the world there, where was this? Somewhere in Europe, and it's like the first gaming detox clinic for video game addicts. Now, I think a lot of listeners of the show here could call themselves video game addicts, but the word addicts has that, like, negative connotation to it, like, you're doing something wrong, like, you know, because your parents gave you that, you know? Your parents kind of made you feel, maybe this was just our generation or something. I don't know if parents are still like this, but they see video games in a very negative light. Mm-hmm. They always tell you how you're wasting your life, and, you know, hey, they very well may be right, but, you know, I'm having a good time, damn it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you enjoy what you're doing...
Is it that bad?
And it's not like video games are causing me to pawn my mother's television or fucking...
Stealing the jewelry and taking it to the pawn shop to buy... Gotta get the new Sonic, man. Oh.
I'm not gonna overdose and die.
Right. But you might, you know, neglect to wash yourself or eat or sleep.
But I don't.
But you don't. Exactly. And you're still an addict.
That's right. I am.
Yeah, see?
Hello, my name is Kobar.
Oh, you beat me to it, you fuck. Damn you. I was all over that. That was just too easy then, I guess. Anyway, I guess there's hell, we even wrote this down in the notes. A dozen clinics already exist in the United States and Canada, and even one in China already. So, I mean, you know, they're out there already. This
then
is just the first for Europe.
First?
In Europe.
Ah.
Okay. And I guess the guy that's going to head this up is named Keith Bakker, B-A-K-K-E-R. It doesn't look like Baker. It's probably Bakker, I guess, because there's two Ks there. Anyway, he's the director of Amsterdam-based Smith & Jones Addiction Consultants. So let me get this straight now. We've got a guy who works for Addiction Consultants, whatever, who is finding something new to make some money off of, maybe. Something they haven't, a little market they could break into. Something they haven't milked dry yet, maybe. So apparently this guy has also treated, according to him, 20 video game addicts between the ages of 13 to 30 since January this year. So it's only been 6 months, and he's already saved the lives of 20 poor individuals that were, they were going down a dark path.
Well, now, I will say, there are people that take it way too far.
There are. EverQuest people. Or a good example.
The guy that like died in some internet cafe in Korea for playing WoW.
That guy had a problem. Okay.
But it wasn't video games.
But the problem wasn't video games, and that's my point to this whole thing. Exactly. The problem is something else. Okay, now also he said this same guy claims he's seen, this is great, signs of addiction in children as young as 8. Signs of addiction. I want a job like this. I want to be a something-something consultant, and then just start, like...
spouting
you know,
shit.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. I mean, you could make your own market and do, you know, doing something like this. And he has a special program of his that he's devised, of course, you know. Nothing tested, of course. Nothing that's gone through any rigorous training. This is, you know, I'm going to try a little bit of this and a little bit of that for this number of weeks, and I'm going to call it my my program.
Involving possibly medication.
Right. That's
what in the bloody fuck? Do you medicate for liking to play video games?
Exactly. That is the, like, warning flag to me. That's the thing in here that really trips the wire in my brain that says this is bad. His program will run from 4 to 8 weeks and will include therapy sessions, possibly medication, healthy lifestyle workshops, and wilderness excursions. He's going to get these fucking people killed. Okay, first of all, gamers aren't the healthiest people, usually. Now, I know there's quite a few that are, hi, Bill, but there's a lot that aren't. You know, like me. If I had to hike on a, what is this here, the wilderness excursion, I'm going to die.
But again, that's not because we're video games.
That or we're going to be throwing fireballs at a wolf trying to kill me.
Like, I know lots of people that were like jocks in high school, and they play video games, and you know what? They're they are still very healthy people and whatnot.
Yep.
Not because they play video games.
Exactly.
Because they were jocks.
Exactly. You've nailed it. Now, there's other people that get on this bandwagon, too. There's this... Oh, Jesus. I can't pronounce these, like, names. Joran Jans or something. Associate Professor of Communications Research at the University of Amsterdam estimates about 80% of boys aged 8 to 18 play some type of video game. I'm shocked. 40%... I bet, maybe I should be, like, a life consultant. You know? Seriously. Like, I would bet that maybe 100%. Of boys aged 8 to 18 breathe. Holy shit, I could write a paper, like an article that gets published.
They do it all day thing. Long.
They're air addicts.
That's all their lungs do. Their lungs don't get out.
Seriously.
Their lungs don't go on vacation.
I could.
Their lungs have a very serious problem.
I could hold like a 4 to 8 week session on this where we like practice holding our breath. Train those lungs. I swear to God. 80% of boys are going to play some type of video game. 40% play at least 2.5 hours a day. Dun, dun, dun.
Who doesn't spend 2.5 hours a day doing something they enjoy?
Right, exactly. I was just going to say, my God, what about all those people that spend 2.5 hours a day outside playing in the street? You know, it happens. Well, we don't, but you know, there are kids between that age that do the same thing. I would say... 40% of those 80% that do that probably play in the street 2.5 hours a day. Jesus Christ. And then some other douchebag, Hike Vender Hygen, 28, a graduate of the Amsterdam program, oh, so he's brainwashed, started playing video games 20 years ago when he was 8. By the time he was in college, he was gaming about 14 hours a day and using drugs to play longer. So now, see, video games are the gateway to drugs. It's no longer marijuana.
Yeah.
Vender Dyke Hidgen, whatever his name was, first went to Smith & Jones for drug addiction in October 2005, but realized, oh my God, but realized gaming was the real problem. Since undergoing treatment, he has distanced himself from his smoking and gaming friends. He says he's been drug-free and game-free for 8 months.
And
well,
hating life.
And, yeah, I bet, huh? I bet. Tim, a gamer who is under treatment, agreed to discuss his addiction on condition that his last name not be used. Ooh. But he goes as Timbo on the interweb. He said he began playing video games 3 years ago at age 18. Soon, he would not leave his room for dinner. I did that. Oh, my God.
I think every kid did.
I swear. I bet you're right. Later, he began taking drugs to stay awake and play longer. Finally, he sought help and picked up other hobbies to occupy his time. Damn him. He's probably building model airplanes now. We need to stop this. He's probably huffing the glue.
Seriously. Unless they're talking about caffeine.
Right. There is... Yeah, this does... This happen. This... Maybe... 0.00001% of the gaming population may game... To the point of what's too much, like, to a negative extent. But it doesn't mean they're addicts. It doesn't mean they're, you know, maybe they just like to play video games. And it's like, you know what? Video games are more important than work today. I've had those days, you know, where it's like the release of whatever game I've been waiting years for. You know, it's time for a C4 day. You know, you just need to call it quits. And you know, oh, well, see, games are bad. You called in sick to work every now and then to play games. How many times have you called in sick to go out with your friends? Drinking.
Because the day after
you were hungover. Or had a more important baseball game. You're a sports addict. This is fluff. This is absolute bullshit. Backer, however, says symptoms of addiction are easy to spot. Well, of course they are when you make them up. Parents should take notice if a child neglects usual activities. What the hell is a usual child activity? Picking his nose and tickling his butt? Spend several hours at a time with the computer? Oh my God, he might be learning something. We gotta put a stop to that. Put him in front of the TV. That worked for the previous generation.
That's good. We won't put him in front of the computer.
It worked for this generation, this Bacher guy's generation.
Yeah.
Why would it not work for the next generation? Exactly. Bacher said parents of game addicts frequently echo the words of partners of cocaine addicts. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what it was. Little Timmy's on cocaine. I bet he jerks off 7 or 8 times a day, too. You're not putting him in a clinic for that one, are you?
There was a couple actual real quick gems in here that you didn't put down.
No. Oh, yeah, actually, there was. And I remember one in particular.
There's a couple. There's one where someone show withdrawal symptoms such as shaking and sweating when they look at a computer
console. Oh, I missed that one.
Who the fuck shakes and sweat. You're not physically addicted to the goddamn video game.
Holy crap. Okay, but on the other token, though, I'm a firm believer in the black shakes. Have you ever been on, like, burnout?
Okay, but that's a lot different. That's because you spent too much damn time...
not sleeping.
And then, holy crap, I just got...
not taking drugs, and most of the time not playing video games, okay, honestly.
This was saying... That's because you just spent too much damn time in front of a screen.
Right, right, exactly.
This is saying that...
And I was never like that.
No, addicts who start shaking and sweating. Oh my god, I need to be back in front of the screen.
Give me a controller, quick!
Oh yeah!
Get this man a game!
No.
Stat.
No, that does not happen.
No, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You know why that happened? You took him off the dope. Holy fuck. What a, oh my god. I swear to god. You know, we need to be consultants.
We'll consult the consultants.
Yeah. And we don't have to actually talk to them. We just have to release papers and articles. And you know, we can get them on Dig because anything gets on Dig now. We just fire up a blog somewhere on whatever the Flavor of the Week blog website is. I think it's that MySpace place. And, you know, we'll just start talking shit about consultants. And then consultants will come to us to consult about other consultants, and we can just point out their behaviors. What? Read.
Okay. The other one I really wanted to point out was this quote. We have kids who don't know how to communicate with people face-to-face.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because they've spent the last 3 years talking to somebody in Korea through a computer. Their social network has completely disappeared.
Their social network has completely disappeared. It sounds like they have a giant network to me.
That Korean person, not real.
Right, exactly. Nope. Yeah.
No, it's completely terrible that you're actually, like, communicating
with
people outside of your culture.
Exactly. My God, you might learn something and have other ideas.
I got this.
Get in front of the TV.
I got this chick at
work. Some fucking Dateline.
I got this chick at work that's, that looks down on me.
Oh. That was the important thing to me, yeah.
Because I play video games, because that's what I like to do. She goes out and she drinks and she parties.
I can almost bet you that every one of our listeners knows multiple people like this.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be talking to her, and she doesn't know a tenth about the world in general that I do.
Yeah.
And yet she looks down at me because I'm not out on Friday night killing my brain cells with alcohol.
Yep.
I'm talking to people from Norway and Australia and Japan.
Daily.
And Canada and... And I'm
Canada. Well, they suck anyway. Cutting them out of the loop.
But my point is that I talk to people from other cultures,
exactly.
not from Reno, Nevada.
To expand your brain here, you get to learn things about all over the planet. The problem is it's going to be a shock to the person like that though, because I know people like that too, and they think we're absolutely ridiculous, but they're so goddamn ignorant about anything outside of their little world. You know, what they bought the Gap that week and who won American Idol. That's what matters, you know? They get together for lunch with their friends. They talk about it. Oh, we're so smart and so sophisticated. We're so amazing. Every other country is a third world country, piece of shit, worthless. That's what these people think, though.
Yeah.
I've talked to them before. You get in arguments with them, you can't win. Because what you're saying is not real to them.
You're like, who was it? Someone we both knew. I think... We were with the person together, and they said that China was a third world country.
Oh, yeah. We were probably with Wolf.
China.
Whose ass I'm kicking, by the way.
China might have... I don't even think China has economic troubles anymore. They're like...
Dude, China is going to kill us all.
I know.
They got the nukes. They got their universities and schools going on over there. They're training these people. They got fat scientists over there now doing all kinds of freaky-ass shit. They're going to kill us
all.
They have
fiber piping into
every
goddamn house.
Every fucking place.
Yeah, that's a third world country.
Right, exactly. What have we got? Most places, 2 copper wires. And you like it. For God's sakes, people.
And that's actually what people think, because they're still stuck on the propaganda that was goddamn 20 years ago.
Exactly, yep. That's what they heard, you know? It's this... I mean, I got so pissed off. Because, see, now there's this whole... I mean, this is... We could go on and on and on about this. Like, the thing that caught me when I was reading this was that there's obviously something else going on here. Even remove the video games and the drugs. I bet this guy still has problems. Bad parents is a great place to look at. You know, when this kid grew up, he probably was just staring at the TV. Found something that gave him a little bit of, like, you know, his brain started to operate a little bit, you know? Started to work. He was playing Mario Brothers, and you had to interact with the TV now. That's amazing. That's so much better for them than sitting in front of the boob tube, you know? And they liked it. Unfortunately, maybe they were, you know, they were kept down by their bad home life or whatever. I know people like this, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is all they have. That right there is probably keeping them alive. You know, it really, really is. Honest to God, there's two things in this world that have sustained me, that have kept me alive. And video games are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's been a long-term sustaining... I'd go fucking insane, you know? Like, I have other hobbies, too. I have gotten into them sometimes to the point where I didn't play video games hardly at all. I survived, you know? Because I did things that were interesting. I learned things. I matured. I grew as a person. I grew intellectually. It's amazing, you know? And you just... I think you're best off letting people to their own devices. I really am, you know? Let them wander around the internet freely.
Frankly... Let's say I do nothing but play video games and go to work and I eat and I sleep and what the fuck do you care?
Yeah.
I work. I'm a productive part of society. I pay my taxes.
Who cares if you even are a drug addict?
Yeah, when I go past you, I don't smell like BO.
Right.
I take care of myself as much as I need to. What the fuck do you care? Even that much, but
exactly.
And certainly past it.
Exactly. And think about how many people don't play video games, yet do every single one of those things incorrectly. They're the guy that doesn't shower every day. I know plenty of them.
Oh, yeah.
They go home and they sit and watch TV. They you know, don't stop at the red light and cut you off on the freeway. They fucking come in late to work. They call in sick because they're drunk. You know, whatever the case is. Who cares anyway? Let them be.
That's their shit.
You know, yeah.
If they're not, like, killing your mother...
Right, then who
the fuck do you care?
Right, it's not your business. Fuck off, let them be. They're not fucking up society in any way. You know, who cares? Somebody will fill their place. I guarantee there's a minority somewhere that just got here that wants their job. Oh, I'm going to hell. All right, there was
every minute of it.
Yes, I am, because I have fun. Now, there was a little bit of bullshit that I wanted to cover this week, something that we can... There was an actual bullshit section in the notes this week. I had a little run-in with our friends at GameStop, and I was kind of curious if any... Three issues over the course of like a week and a half. Okay, so people that hang out in the forum know that I went down there like a couple weeks ago to pick up Xenosaga 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get down there, it's like an hour before close, they got like some dude down there who like, you know, hates his job, but he gets paid minimum wage, whatever, I'm there for my game. I walk in there, I know the game's about $20, I couldn't find it anywhere else in town, I go to the local GameStop. I find the slacker behind the counter and I say, do you have Xenosaga 2? Yes we do. Do you have a new one? Well, and then he starts in with the GameStop speech. They're new, but they are, it's the new but used. I like to call them,
right.
You know, because they're new. They've only been manhandled by every nose-picking 12-year-old in the fucking city that you're in for the last 6 months. And so, you know, of course, there's scratches and boogers and all kinds of weird shit on the case, which they have kindly resealed for you to make it appear shiny and new until you open it up. There's no new game smell. They keep your disc in this plastic sleeve that scratches the shit out of it because they shove two discs in there with it if it's a dual-disc game. Your fucking manuals have been thumbed through by the employees that were playing the game while they should have been helping you one day while you were in there in the last couple of weeks. So I tell the guy, I want a new one. No, this is all we have, yada, yada, yada. I happen to see that there's three on the shelf, but they're behind the counter, so I can't get a good look. He hands me the first one, 20 bones, I'm out the door, happy camper. C4 goes home to play his game. It's like 2 minutes after closing. It's like 9-something now, whatever the hell day it was. There's no fucking discs in the goddamned box.
Sealed box.
In the sealed box. I had to open it, but it was GameStop sealed.
Right.
You know, this was shrink wrap machine sealed, okay? They assured me it was new, and I specifically asked him, is there a new one? No, they're all like this. GameStop has a real problem with that whole new game thing. It really bothers me. This is why I never go there, unless I'm desperate. Right? I mean, this seriously, 3 times a year, maybe.
Better Walmart.
Maybe. Dude, I seriously would rather go to Walmart. I seriously would, and that is bad.
Well, yeah, if you're going to open up the game and stick it in some sleeve somewhere in a drawer, they were really bad at the old mall.
The Electronics Boutique? Yeah. Yeah.
They were just like these fucking Rubbermaid bins.
Yeah, huh?
That had piles of sleeves of discs
mm-hmm.
in them. In, like, plastic bags.
They do not treat your game kindly, which is why I prefer it to be nice and sealed, you know? I mean, it's just, hey, personal preference of mine. This is why I don't buy used anything, you know? So anyway, okay, I have to, now it's my day off. Now I'm pissed. Now I've got to go take care of this issue before Kobar comes over to do the show. You know, I got to get up early on my day off. I got to drive all the fuck the way across town and argue. And I was so pissed, dude. So mad. I wanted to rip into the guy when I got there.
I wanted to be there, but it's
yeah, it was too early in the day. So I get down there, and I walk in there, and the like manager guy happened to be there. You know, maybe he wasn't the manager, but maybe he was like the most like mature employee they had there at least, you know. So I walked in, he's like, hey man, can I help you out with something? He was busy helping somebody else. So already it was like, well, I don't want to start chewing on him, because he's trying to, you know, help somebody else, and it was nice that he just said, hey, you know, you need some help, while he was helping somebody else. I basically held up the box and like cracked it open, and I was like, I bought this yesterday. And like, this must happen all the fucking time, because it's like, okay, hang on. So he rings up the other dude really quick, and then I see him rifling through the game pile again. Basically a bin, but it was actually a drawer now. There's just piles of those little sleeves shoved in though. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting kind of pissed. Then he goes out to the game section, start looking for it on the shelf, and I notice he's digging through the used game section. That is a no-no. You do not sell somebody used games. Right. So he starts digging through the used section, like frantically looking for this disc. Thankfully, he couldn't find it, because I guarantee you he would have found it and just been all, here you go, and trade me boxes with this old cruddy-ass box with, you know, I mean, this one had all kinds of sorts of problems. I saw he pulled two more off the shelf, couldn't find the discs. So I see him rifling through those things again, and I stop him, and I say, look, man, you know, hey, you know, I bought this new. Do you have, you know, the new sealed one? And he's like, well, I'm having trouble finding him. Well, I happen to see, you know, where it was. So I say, well, they're over in the back corner over there. He opens the case, pulls two of them out, sets one on the back shelf, which I couldn't see. Like, he just, like, I mean, they look the same. He turns around, just basically, he just grabbed both and handed me one. Mm-hmm. It was still Sony sealed.
Oh.
I was pissed because the fucker from the night before flat out lied to me, you know? And I haven't had a problem since. It was, you know, it's fucking worked perfect, yada, yada, yada. I was a happy camper. Still pissed off by the drive across town. Fast forward like a week and a half later. Kobar here poisons my gaming session by giving me his DS. Oh no, wait, I practically begged him for it. And so now I'm going absolutely nuts over having this thing. And I decide to myself, well, I need to start getting a fairly decent pile of games because the DS Lite's coming out pretty soon. And Kobar has, thank you. You saved my life. My wallet thanks you, because I know I would have broke down and bought the goddamn DS Lite. You know, yeah, I would have. I would have bought both of them. I know I would have. So I had yours for the last 3 weeks, but I was figured I might as well just start piling up, you know, my nice game collection now. So I went, I was on this mission to get, because I'm trying to find the games that I've been hearing about the last couple months, you know, the gems, the absolute must-haves for the DS. Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow is on that list. I know it's been out for a while. We don't have it at, like, the Best Buys, the CompUSAs, GameStop only has used ones, you know, crap like this. So I call up the local GameStop around here, right? I look up on the EBGames.com website, bam, the one right by my house, there's one close to my house over here, I guess, I've never seen it, but it says it's the closest one nearby, I guess there's three in town. Mm-hmm. So I call them up, do you have Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow for the Nintendo DS? New. The guy goes, hold on a second, let me check. I start playing Mario Kart on the DS. A circuit and a half later, it occurs to me, I'm still on hold. This fucking piece
of
shit.
Circuit and a half?
Yeah, like six races later, I'm still fucking on hold. That's bullshit. That pisses me off. So, fine. Fuck you then, right? I go to the GameStop that screwed me on the Xenosaga, because I was going to go that direction anyway, because there was another store I wanted to check, right? So it was like two blocks from there. So I go down there, I go to the GameStop, I walk in the door, and lo and behold, the guy that hooked me up with the nice game was there, sitting in the corner playing some PSP game while there was two lackeys of his in there actually working. So I walked in, and I'm kind of like looking on the shelves to see if I see it. I see it used, but I'm trying to avoid that, because I want this new. And the guy behind the counter asks me, not the head guy, he did not ever look up from his PSP game. And now I'm standing about 3 feet away from him talking to his lackey behind the counter, and he says, hey, you know, you have a question. I go, do you have, and I'm like, Castlevania for the Nintendo DS Dawn of Sorrow, and to this point, you know, nobody's still looking at me except for the guy who asked me, no. And the guy with the playing the PSP game had this look on his face, like I just stuck my dick in his ass. Like, and he, you know, like he was just like this horrible look on his face, like, are you insane? You know, new games? What is this? New? You know, like just completely, like it was like a foreign word to a GameStop employee, and I just like left. I just was like, all right, that's a no, and just walked out of the place. The guy's like, okay, bye. You don't have it. Toys R Us, 3 copies, brand new, sealed. I got my game. I was a happy camper, but
I wonder if there's some kind of better profit margin for selling used games.
Our friend who wishes to remain nameless, yes, he says there is. So that's why they attempt to deal in nothing but used games. And as far as I can tell, they do, because, you know, every time I go in there, everything's been manhandled to death. And I swear you're going to find discs that have two suspicious round, greasy marks on it. Look, somebody teabagged their used game before they turned it into GameStop. I swear to God. You will find this. Smell your disc next time you buy a game from there. You will never shop there again. The only time that it's okay to buy at a GameStop, I've discovered... Yeah, seriously, I swear to God. The only time that I found it's okay to buy at a GameStop, or an electronics boutique, for that matter, is when the game is absolutely so brand new that the demand is so high they basically can't get them on the shelves.
Right, they don't have time to pull them
out. Exactly. Like release day, you know, and release maybe like 2 weeks, you're going to find that game brand new, sealed, unmolested, in the glass case behind them generally. Right. You really are. But you're going to pay premium price for it, though, too. You know, I mean, if it's something you're going to wait on, expect it to be teabagged. You know, that's just all there is to it. So, like, you know what? Fuck you, GameStop. Fuck you, Electronics Boutique. Seriously, you guys can kiss my balls. Now, a couple of games this week that we actually have to talk about here before we get into, like, the... serious mega, we're going to talk for 10 years but cut it short at an hour and a half because there's no way we're doing too long of a show this week, section. There was three games that, one of them was like an announcement and two of them were games that I actually played. Prey.
Super trailer.
After watching the awesome
Super trailer.
We got a little bit hyped up over this game because it looks pretty cool. Sounds pretty good from our friends at 3D Realms. Apparently they can push other games past Duke Nukem Forever, which,
this is going to come out first.
That supposedly now, well, okay, it's been supposedly now for the last couple of years, but they're really trying to push this game before December 31st. Yeah. My understanding is, well, they've got a $500,000, like, incentive to do it, too. Like, the publisher's gonna give them an extra $500,000, like, beyond what their, like, a contractual agreement was, just to release the fucking game. Because essentially now, they've paid them every dollar for the game, and they still have no game. So they said, fine, here's another, you know, $500,000 if you can put it out before the end of the year. And I mean,
for Christmas, for
right, and it's like it has to be out by that date. Not like it's gone gold on the 31st. No, it's got to be available by that date. And like, yeah. So you know what's gonna happen? Duke Nukem Forever is gonna get rushed. The only game that you think could not be rushed is now rushed.
Nice.
Yeah. So you know it's gonna.
I think they're
suck.
Both going to be crap, because Prey should have been out a long-ass time ago, too.
Right, yeah. We've been hearing about this game for way too freaking long. But I don't know. I mean, you know, it may have some promise. The screenshots certainly are pretty. Essentially, that's what we're going on here. And the, you know, the awesome
Super trailer.
Shows us all that. But anyway, oh, the demo for Prey should be out on the 23rd of this month, though. That's, like, soon. Really, really soon. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking forward to that, some guy at 3D Realms claims this. So... we shall see. Now, last year, I believe we gave, like, worst game of the year on our 2005 Games Awards show to Quake 4. This game was absolutely, like, I mean, you know, your game gets a zero in my book if you can't play it. This game wasn't worth a penny. Well, I noticed a while back here, maybe about a month or so ago, the 1.2 patch came out, and I basically had nothing to play, you know. I just do not have it in me to play an MMO. I just don't. It's gone. I gotta wait for that time to come around again, you know? Maybe it'll be a new game that sparks it, nostalgia that sparks it, fuck you, go to hell, Komar. You know, something is gonna trigger this MMO, but right now it's not it. It's all about these fun other single player or some multiplayer gaming.
Well, that's good. You need to shake it up a little bit.
Exactly. And
you spend absolutely nothing but one game for months and months and months.
It's nothing new. Usually it's one genre for months and months and months. You know, I rotate through games, whatever. So, Quake 4 1.2 patch came out. It actually made the game playable. So I figured, what the hell? You know, I gotta check this out. You know, some people like it. I'll check it out. I managed to play it start to finish. Not one crash, lockup, hang, bug, anything.
Nice.
You know, it actually ran. And, I enjoyed myself. You know, I did have a good time. It was kinda too easy. Like, there was, like, bosses were nothing. Like, anything was supposed to be hard as far as, like, killing stuff? No. You know how I died in this game? Like, all the time? Falling through holes in the floor that you can't see because it's so fucking dark.
Nice.
Yeah. You're just walking around, and some guy comes around a corner, so you try to back up to a wall, you don't get a little cover, and you're walking on, like, you got a picture like you're, like, in a spaceship. Not really a spaceship, you're, like, on a base on a planet, right? Mm-hmm. But it's kind of built like a spaceship. So there's, you know, all this metal shit around the walls and whatnot, and you're walking on, like, a metal track. that is, you know, maybe a good couple of 6 to 12 inches away from the wall, you know, give you that whole, like, you know, you're high up in the sky feeling or whatever, and you're walking through some multi-level, you know, underground passageway, but you can fall through it. So every time I'd back up to a wall, you know, and you'd get owned. And I died by falling from holes in the ground that you did not know were there, or just, you know, hey, they were everywhere, so every wall fucked me up. Like, all the time. Constantly. It was so lame. Last boss guy was a joke kind of thing, you know what I mean? It just wasn't fun. There was this, there were some great moments. Like, there's this giant dude, like, okay, I'm a big fan of this. Resident Evil 3 did this, you know, where they got a guy that shows up, kicks your ass, takes off. You know what I mean? Like, it builds up this, like, oh my god, this fear of this guy. He scares you, whether you fight him or not. Just seeing
Japanese RPGs do it a lot, too.
It's a good thing. It really, to me, adds to the story. It builds some fear. I'm tired of these games where you're playing for so long, and then you fight some boss. And, oh, hey, I killed he's the last boss, so I win. You know? Who is he? You know? Yeah, oh, wait, he was in the story. Or, what'd you tell me today? He was on the box, but never in the game until the end boss. You know? It's like, Jesus. You know? So, whatever. But, I don't know. It was a pretty good time. I'd say, well, what is it? A 50? The collector's edition, 60?
Something like that, I think.
So I'd say of the standard edition, because I only played the Quake 4 on it, I'd probably give it a solid, I'd pay 25.
Ooh. Ouch.
It was nothing special.
Right.
Nothing special. It ran fantastic. There's no reason to play it. I enjoyed Doom a fuck of a lot more. But that's just me. I didn't like the whole communicating with a team thing. Mm-hmm. You were in the military. They did some really cool things with it. Just, I don't know. I mean, I had fun, though. But it really struck me as, like, the most average of games. You know? So, whatever. I didn't put the multiplayer. Maybe that would bump it up a notch or two. I mean, it's Quake. But the multiplayer in this seems not like what we want from a Quake multiplayer.
Yeah.
You know, which is where I think the multiplayer would hurt. I don't know. Did you ever play it at all or a little bit? I can't remember.
Very little bit. It just didn't really grab me. I'm not a big fan of the whole horror shooter.
Right.
I never have been. I like the crazy sci-fi stuff like Unreal.
Right, right.
That's a lot more up my alley.
Right, definitely. Okay, I can respect that. What about Sin episodes? One. The first one. Whatever the hell it was called. Emergence. Did you check that out?
I haven't bothered, no.
This is that episodic game, you know, where they're going to release like a little part here and a little part there. Now, sadly, I tried like all hell to have this beaten. I mean, it's short. And I've got to be pretty damn far through it because, I mean, I've gone through all kinds of stuff and having a pretty good time. It's $20 for this first part of the game. It uses the Source engine from our friends at Valve. It's based on that older game Sin, I guess, you know, which I'd never played because it wouldn't run on my computer, so I just kind of glossed over it at the time. And this is just like a little section of it. It seems like a good idea. It has some cool story elements right off the bat that kind of get you into it. I don't know what a whole lot to say about it. I think it is the first few levels of a first-person shooter. So it's really hard to rate this because it's like I'm having a good time insofar as if I was going to be playing a full game.
Right.
You know, it's a solid first couple of levels. There's like 3 guns that you can get, you know. I mean, most of these games only have like 6-8 guns, maybe 10, you know.
Right.
So for getting 3 guns for the first just chunk of gameplay, that's not so bad. Some kind of a shotgun and, you know, you get this like really fast like machine gun type gun and a pistol. It's all you fucking need.
Yeah, really.
You know? Rocket launchers, just, you know, gravy. Whatever.
If you want to get right down to brass tacks, those are the only 3 you really need. Maybe throw in some grenades or something.
Right, you have grenades.
Some kind of explosive, and that's all a game needs for the entire game, really. That other stuff is mostly just kind of...
They're usually different graphics on those same guns anyway. Tell me the plasma rifle wasn't a machine gun, you know, with bigger, brighter bullets. You know what I mean? Okay, it's not all that different. But, I mean, for the start of a game, it's okay. There's some really cool things in it that you run across. Like, I thought some of the story elements were kind of neat. Like, you really, like, you escape from the place in the beginning, and you're like, running for your... Well, some chick, like, rescues you. You get to drive in the car. Whether she's driving and talking to you, they set you up with a story. It does a fairly decent job. You're having, like, these weird flashbacks from this way hot...
Actually kind of care.
You know, you kind of do. They do a pretty good job of kind of keeping you in there. There's some creepy little weird things that happen, too. There's even phone numbers that you can see in random places that you could call up if you see, like, a payphone or, like, a phone in an office or something.
That's
yeah, it's kind of cool because, like, you'll seriously see, like a poster, you know, for some made-up movie or whatever, and it's, like, dial, you know, 791 to hear about the movie. And you can dial it up, and there's, like, a little thing that you can listen to. Although, there was a Logitech ad. and you could dial it up. And I didn't hear, like, Logitech stuff, I don't think. I don't remember hearing a Logitech ad spewed to me when I dialed it, but I remember seeing a Logitech thing for their headset or something. Yeah, and I was like, oh, man, advertisements.
Well, you know, if it fits the world.
They kind of worked it into the game somehow, though. You know, it wasn't like, buy a Logitech headset to play Sin episodes online with your friends. It was like, you know, something in the world that was using a Logitech item, which was kind of cool.
If it fits,
I mean, it was okay anyway.
Right. If it fits the world and it just kind of like on the wall. I mean, you expect to see billboards on streets.
Right.
On the side of a street.
Right.
It doesn't really bother me if they're real billboards.
Not too much.
If I'm running through fucking EverQuest.
Right, right.
And there's a
try Slurm.
Yeah, or like a Schick razor commercial.
Yeah.
Somewhere. No.
Not gonna be okay with that. No, definitely not. But they could work those into games somehow, like a knife company.
I would certainly prefer they didn't.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I will say that my stance is don't do it. But if you're gonna, because I don't have any control,
right?
At least make it fit.
Right, right. It's a very standard first-person shooter, though. I found this, like, secret place. Like, if you walk around behind, like, this building at this one point, and you're crawling through, like, these weird pipes and whatnot, it was really funny. Because I come around this corner, and I'm staring at what looks exactly like a green pipe from Super Mario Brothers. And it, honest to God, has, like, a little picture of, like, a guy, like, jumping in it or whatever, and it says something about, like, jumping in pipes, something, or I can't remember what the hell it says now. But it's like a warp zone or something. It was something, like, jumping in pipes causes weird warp something. I mean, it was hilarious. And I jump in it, and sure enough, it's, like, a little secret place. It's just on top of, like, this factory, you know? I mean, it's just, like, it's there, it's part of the game. Dude, shoot you from up there. You normally wouldn't be able to get up there unless you happen to stumble across this little secret. There's some really cool little things in the game, too, like the underwater stuff. Oh, the dope fish is in there. This crazy-looking fish. It kind of looks like the fish from Simpsons.
Oh.
It's, like, hella out of place,
right.
But you have to go out of your way to find it. It's just swimming around this, like, murky, toxic, nuclear waste-filled swamp place underneath this factory and whatnot. Some of the level design's pretty cool. You are a fucking sniper, though, with your pistol. And this is, like, where the game really hurts. A lot of these games take into consideration, like, gravity, distance, your accuracy.
Here.
Right. All this stuff, not this game. So you have a one-pixel reticle. And that's where that bullet is going to hit, no matter how far away. And it's so uber, because, like games don't do this, and so it's kind of a shock, because you're like, I really am this good, you know? I'm shooting dudes headshots from miles away. It's awesome. But then you realize it kind of blows,
yeah.
Because you're just smoking people, you know? I mean, unless you have, like, a serious aiming problem, or, like, you hella overcorrect or something, like, you know, unless you fuck up, unless you suck ass,
right,
you're gonna smoke these dudes. Now, the game has a dynamic difficulty slider, which is fucked. I guess when they originally shipped it, it was completely broken, and I don't think it's fixed still. Because, like, you start out, I started square in the middle. Figured, you know, whatever. I'll start in the middle, and, like, the game has, like, a slider when you start it. It's like, you know, are you the kind of gamer that plays fucking hardcore all day, or do you just play casually, and you have, like, a slider?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, your dad can be like, I'd never have played a video game in my life, but I'm told to check this out, you know? Or the businessman who gets a half an hour a week to play a video game, but loves them, can slide it to something like that so they can still enjoy and experience the full game.
Mm-hmm.
But it tries to work dynamically based on how good you are.
So it'll creep up.
Creep my ass. I headshot a couple of motherfuckers with my insane accuracy, and all of a sudden now, you spend like hours trying to do one fucking part over and over and over. Over and over and over. Because
can you lock it?
I have not seen a way to do that, but I haven't also really looked. I did go back and try to find if I could like adjust it again. I just didn't see it, I think. I don't like the Steam or the Source Engine interface for shit.
Mm.
So maybe I just missed the tab. But I did not see where I could adjust it. And it blows. Because like once in a while, it seems just about right. You're getting hurt and you're killing. Then all of a sudden, you come across four dudes that, like, are fucking, like, psychics, and they're like Jesus at the same time, you know, and you cannot beat them. And you try it over and over and over, and it gets to the point where you have to practically cheat. You know they're around the corner, so you have to, like, load your game and lob a grenade off into space, because you know they're going to be there. And then you come around the corner, and of course they rush you, and they explode, you know. I mean, it's just like, wow, this is hard. There was this one part where, I mean, I even had like 100% life, and you're in the car, it's like the second or third time you're in the car, and this chick's driving you around, and she's talking after you just got your ass beat going through this whole place, right? And it was pretty hard too, but it shouldn't have been that hard. I was only fighting two or three dudes that all of a sudden had like, you know, like accuracy like I do.
Right.
But the, you know, two shot kills, it seemed like. I mean, it was just retarded. So you're in this car, you cannot shoot from in the car. You can only click on the door, which takes a minute, for you got to actually get out of the car. It has the whole animation, you know, it takes a second to get out of the car.
Mm.
But you can be shot while you're in the car. So you have no control over the driving, yet this chick's driving you around, and I got to this point where she stops the car, and these two dudes come up from, like, just to your right, like, up to the window, but they're, like, raised up, like, maybe, like, 7 or 8 feet, like, real feet, you know? And they're probably 10 feet back from the car, but 7 or 8 feet higher than you. You can easily see them. There's no cover they're taking or anything. But you can't get out of the car.
It's still moving? Or?
Well, right. You have to. So they're shooting you as your car's coming to a stop.
Right.
So you're taking, you know, 30 hits of damage every time they hit you. And they're fucking accurate. And it's like by the time you open the door, you still can't pull your gun out.
Well.
So you're, yeah. And dude, I sat there. And I got to the point where I had my quick save button saved, like, 3 seconds before she would, like, I would get to the point, because it's like a, you know, 2 minute thing of her talking or whatever,
right.
And you're just, so it got boring. Like, I did that, like, you know, 12 times, and it's like, okay, I gotta save it closer now. And save it closer to the point where I was just, like, reloading and trying to make a mad dash run. And I finally got out of it by, like, loading up, like, the best gun I have. And you have, like, special ammo, you have, like, an alternate fire, and you
right.
get very little rounds for this, so I had, like, an explosive kind of a launcher charge. And basically, you have to aim in that direction, and spam click the door. So the minute the game will let you open the door, it triggers the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same token, you need to register it with your brain that the door kind of clicked open, and you're holding forward now to run out of the car just so it'll allow you to shoot this grenade up in the corner and hopefully kill the guys. Because it didn't always do it. I had to do that for like 2.5 hours. The same, like, 4 seconds of gameplay. Yeah, I was pissed. When I finally got past that, I played for about another 5 minutes. Haven't looked back. I can't do it.
Right.
I can't play. It's like, well, now I run into everybody and like they just smoke me. So I don't know. I heard it was kind of fixed in a patch, but I don't know if that would work for me very well. I'm not a big fan of Steam and the like, so I kind of have no Steam, and therefore, you know, they don't want me to play their game like they want me to play their game. But I wanted to play it, you know, I figured it might be worth checking out. However, in its current broken state, I'm looking at like, I don't even want to pay $5 for this.
Right.
It's that broken, but maybe with a patch they might fix it. So, I don't know, maybe if you've already got it, you can tell, spread the good word, post on the forum about it if the patch has really fixed things, you know. So far, nothing special, but it has great potential.
Well, you know, I have to say, I think I like the idea of the episodic thing. I'm not so sure I like the idea with FPSs and something so, like, action-packed and
right.
generally short to begin with.
Right, yeah, I know. That it seems like a weird choice.
So I think something a little more story-driven naturally would be better for episodic. But
definitely something to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
So today was the launch of the U.S. Nintendo DS Lite. That comes in iPod white, and that's all you get. And you better like it because you're American, so of course you like it. This is what Nintendo tells us. This is what the media tells us. We are owned and operated by Apple Corporation.
Unfortunately, they're semi-correct.
They really are. And you know what? I must admit, it doesn't look bad. It's a pretty sexy little thing. I would much prefer black.
Mm-hmm.
I really would. But you know what? I cannot complain. This thing's slick.
No, you know, it's not worth, like, waiting to get
No, it's no, definitely it's not. It is that worth having this thing. If you go to the website on the front page, I posted a link to the forum thread with a couple of pictures of it. I woke up at 7:30 on my day off on 6 hours of sleep to get this fucking thing. I drive down to the local Best Buy, and there's actually, I think I ran into, yeah, there's two people I knew there. One at least I know which picked it up, the other one I wasn't sure. He was kind of on the fence about it. And I know the particular place we went only had 40 of them, and there was about 20-some-odd people out at the door waiting when I got there. They weren't all there for DSs, I don't think, but I sure as the fuck know that I was in the front of that line when the door opened. And they come in a very bizarre package. For some reason, I didn't think they'd be in, like, a bubble-sealed package hanging on a peg for some reason.
Yeah, the picture
Did you see
you
the
showed,
picture?
Yeah, that's weird.
I couldn't find it. I walked in, and I'm panicking. I'm like, where is it? Where is it? Looking for, like, a box.
Yeah.
And it was a box in that, like, bubble seal thing, you know. I don't know. I mean, the thing's nice and small, so it does fit well on a shelf like that. $129.99 U.S.
That actually might have been, like, opening push mark packaging.
Possibly. Yeah,
because,
maybe.
Because, you know, most box stores don't leave the system's just out on the
laying
shelf.
Laying around, right.
And so they probably just made some crazy, like, display thing for, like, the opening push.
That's a good point. Maybe that is exactly.
That's my guess.
So I must report, I went down there, was able to get my hands on two of the damn things. They have worth every freaking penny. I really wasn't sure for the longest time. I was so on the fence. I even had Kobars here for 3 weeks and almost broke down and picked one up still. I don't know what's wrong with me sometimes. I mean, okay, here's the simple. This is the only sentence about the DS you ever need to hear right here. It is that much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Period. End of story. The DS rocks. And it was a...
It's a breath of fresh air.
It definitely is. This thing rocked my gaming world. It really did. Just shocked me to the core. I got some fat fucking games around here that I've been dying to play. One, Heroes of Might and Magic 5. I played for just a bit, then I got stuck on the DS. Thank you, New Super Mario Brothers. And
soon enough, you'll get back to that,
though. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe with the next patch when they get the frickin'...
Fucking goddamn map creator. Yeah. This is why we play the game. It's not for your crappy campaigns. No. It's for the random map generator playing online with whooping people's ass. That's absolutely what it's for. But so, the DS. The stylus, bigger, thicker, longer. We're told, you know, size doesn't matter, but it definitely does. And the system is lighter.
The stylus is almost perfect.
It's size.
But it
still, to me, needs about a centimeter in length. And it's just a little bit more weight is all it needs for me, which is why I'm hoping that Battle Stylus adds the weight. The length I can actually deal with.
Right.
I would only like it a little bit longer, but it's not like a complaint. It's not that it doesn't work right. It's that I want to see it hang that like 3/4 of a centimeter past my knuckle when I'm holding it like a pen. That's all I want. It rests on there perfectly fine. I'm just used to something being past that point.
Right.
So whatever. It's nice. The thickness, I didn't think there was a problem with yours until I got my hands on this one. Then I went, oh my god. Yep, this is the stylus. Let me get my hands on it here.
Sure.
I'd say my biggest complaint, right? I mean, my only complaint with the damn thing. Well, no. I have another complaint, actually. My biggest complaint would probably be, the D-pad. It's small. It's small. Like, they made it tiny.
I would have to get some real gaming hours on it, but I actually don't think I mind. And I actually like how it, like, presses down and moves generally better.
It, you know what it feels like to me? It feels like the perfect D-pad almost.
Right.
You know, it's just a hair too small.
Right.
It, what I mean is, like, the movement of it, and it rolls nice. Like, I could play a fighting game with this.
Right.
I seriously could. However, it's a hair on the small side, although that makes it great for Mario Kart. It really makes the power slides, like, way easier, it seems like. It's really weird. You can... quite easily rock your thumb back and forth and hit left and right with ease.
Well, yeah, you have to do a little bit of motion to get the original one to rock back and forth properly.
You really do. But it's nice. I liked it. Maybe I would like something in between this then. This is just a little too small, I think. Maybe, I don't know. It's not like it's a massive negative.
But between the two, I prefer the light D-pad.
Yeah, I'm going to need to spend some more time.
The way it feels and pushes and whatnot, and granted, the size is a bit of a deterrent, but between the two, there's actually a lot of little stuff like that that I wish they hadn't quite changed this, but it's still better.
Right, okay, right. It wasn't exactly broken, but, you know, hey, it was an improvement, you know. The buttons seem to be the same size, but it seems like they stick up a little more or something, and they're kind of more rounded on the edges.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is fine. The buttons are hair small, but these give the impression of feeling larger for some reason, even though they're not. Like, I've sat and looked at them, I swear to God, mm-hmm. They're the same size. But they give the impression of feeling bigger, I think, for some weird reason. My thumb seems to register that I have a little more room, maybe. Maybe they're spaced. I don't know. I'm going to take a look. The start and select buttons are not on the top. Above the X, Y, and A and B buttons, they're actually on the bottom now, which is quite a trip because I keep reaching for the start button where it used to be, and they're like little round clicky buttons now. They're not like almost like the weird soft ones like I seem to think the other ones were, even though you're telling me they're not quite. They're significantly.
It clicks.
They do click, don't they?
It's not like the light, but they do click.
Yeah, that's bizarre. I don't know what it is, but it's really small. It's like. Those buttons are like a third the size now. The start and select buttons, they're just tiny. Yeah, they're really small. Maybe a quarter the size. There are these little round circles in there on the bottom below the buttons, which was a good idea because one of the things that you had mentioned you really liked, they pushed the D-pad and the buttons up like more on the unit itself.
Yeah.
They're up higher so you can get a better grip on it. The shoulder buttons are, I believe, quite smaller, aren't they? Let me take a look here again. They felt smaller. No, wow, they're almost the same size. Wow, they might just be the same. Okay, they felt smaller for some reason to me, but they're not.
Well, the whole damn thing is smaller, so it just has that kind of illusion.
Right, it's definitely smaller. It fits in my pocket, like, just perfectly now. The pocket I actually wear it is my
right.
back of leg pocket on those my pants I wear to work all the time. And so it's like the perfect size now to fit in those pockets.
Yeah, the DS was just that bit too much bulky for the pocket.
It was about the right. It was about the same size as the PSP.
Mm-hmm.
The PlayStation Portable. I swear to God, they were almost the same size, both of which didn't fit just right in my pocket. This thing does the job. I mean, I don't know. The screen's the same size and infinitely better. This is what the major selling point for this goddamn thing is, I think. You know, I mean, the size and the weight and the shape of it, you get over. The stylus is usable. The screens, however, I did not have a problem until I got my hands. Okay, the DS screen was fine until I made the sweet love to New Super Mario Brothers and Mario Kart on the DS Lite.
Yeah, I can't actually play it, otherwise I'm going to be screwed.
Dude, it is like, it almost looks like your backlights are broken now.
Right.
It's wild. And you can get the impression, if you have a DS Lite, put it on the lowest brightness setting, and I think the DS is like a hair, like a 0.1 degree brighter than the DS Lite on the DS Lite's lowest setting. Just to get a good idea of what the DS looks like compared to the DS Lite. On the brightest setting, there's four levels of brightness, it's too bright.
Yep.
Which is kind of nice. Maybe you're outside.
If it's way bright outside, if you're sitting like in the sun on a summer day,
right?
That highest brightness might be necessary to get the nice quality crispness.
Right, yeah, absolutely. It might be exactly what it takes. But indoors, you can kick it down to a 2, and you're just fine. Well, okay, I like a 3 indoors, and it's always because I have some... Okay, if I have some light. Like this overhead lamp I've got here, and like the kitchen light, I like a 3, right? I turn this shit off and have, like, the candles going usually, or, like, Christmas light type stuff.
Right.
2 is perfect. 2 is just fine. Doesn't, like, burn your eyes out. And what's odd is I'm starting to think I was occasionally getting these weird headaches with the DS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think it was the light. I was squinting to see some of the stuff.
Maybe.
And, yeah, I haven't put the hours upon hours upon hours of extensive time into this one that I have of the DS lately. Or yet. I mean, the thing's only been out for a number of hours here. So, but believe me, it's getting put to the motherfucking test tomorrow. The hinge is much nicer. It is like the entire length of the back of the thing, except for like maybe an inch.
Yeah, instead of this, I don't even know what the hell they were thinking with this
janky fucking half and half job here.
It certainly works, but there's just like this weird, there's like 3 small circles and 2 big circles.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, like hinge parts he's talking about.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what to say about that.
I bet you it had something to do with wiring.
Yeah, probably. Overall, though, I mean, it's like they hired somebody from Apple to make this thing. This thing feels like something you want to own because it's so cool. It's like the PSP. The
right.
PSP design to me is beautiful. I love that goddamn thing. I have a lot of fun with mine, but I don't see how anybody else enjoys theirs. Okay? I really don't because the games suck. But for everything that thing is not meant to do, it's the best at doing it. I really believe that, which is bringing me to an interesting fact about the DS. I do not plan on purchasing any of those weird Pass Me or M3, these
right.
so-called cheat devices or homebrew-enabled devices. I call them illegal ROM-playing devices. And I do not see me purchasing one of these. Because, well, Nintendo doesn't deserve that. They have made a solid product, and there are solid games out for this.
And they're backing it up with solid...
Right. I want to support that.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo deserves my money. Sony, on the other hand, they better be cutting me a check here real soon, okay, for even mentioning their name on the show, alright? They should pay us. They've moved the microphone to the middle of the DS on the hinge, though, which is quite bizarre.
I'm not sure how much I like it. I mean...
I don't know. You can't get a good look at the screens when your face is up in the middle of the DS now.
Well,
like you're trying to take a bite out of it or something.
The thing is, you don't need to be that close.
Right, no, I guess not.
And I suppose... It is better to be centered than to try to do it like this, like you were doing.
Well, at least you can see the screen pretty well. Like this, yeah, on the radio. Nice. Basically, he's talking about like...
This, the
like
end. It's the bottom of
giving
it.
Head to the bottom of your DS,
yeah.
As opposed to like just suck it out its belly button or something. Right? But at least you can kind of still see the screen. You can see
right.
the top screen when you're blowing on it from the bottom. If you're trying to blow on it from the middle, you're like right in the middle of the goddamn thing and you can't do it. Now, one more thing. While you're talking, I'm going to set something up.
Well, unless of course, I really think it's a little more sensitive than we like to give it credit for. Because I don't think you necessarily have to be that close.
I get all lightheaded and fucked up when I try to blow into that thing.
Well, most games don't really do it anyway. So.
Yeah, that's true. You don't really run across it that much.
The blowing on the microphone thing is pretty much gimmicky.
But it's pretty cool when they use it, because you're like, ah, that's kind of neat, you know? So, and there's a couple of games that you can actually talk to the DS. You can actually speak to it.
Now, that's good, but that's not blowing on it. That's
right, no. Yeah, right. Definitely. Now, the screens are the same size. I wanted to make sure that was definitely clear to people. The start button, or the, like, the, is that what, no, power. Ah, fuck you, Windows. Has moved from the top left above the D-pad, where sometimes it would accidentally get hit. I would accidentally hit it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not very often at all, but, you know, it did happen. To the right-hand side, I'd say just to the right and just a little bit above, like, the A button. Now, it's a little slider now, and it's actually kind of a cute little slider. It's got, like, a little arrow on it, you know, so you know it's, like, powered and goes in that direction. It says power right above it. And your stylus slides in right below that, which is, like, sideways now. It's, like, lengthwise into the DS. Thank God, because it's very, very much more accessible now. Mm-hmm. It's easy for me to flick that out really quickly and play. Before, I had issues pulling it out of the back. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, my God, you're nitpicking. It's easy to pull it out of the back. Try it on the DS Lite and tell me that that's not that much better, because it is. It's really, really nice.
If I ever needed to use the stylus for a game, I would hold it, like, back in my hand, because you just can't do it quickly enough.
Right, I was. I was actually leaving it on the table so I could get my hands on it quickly, because it's not. But the DS Lite, it's actually really easy, because you can kind of clip it. Like, my middle finger clips it. If you're playing, put your hands on your DS and flick your middle finger towards your hand. Like, pull it, scrape, like, the bottom of the DS. That's right where the clip for it is, and it pops right into your hand. You can reach it really quickly. I think that's a great place for it. I mean, they couldn't have done better. Now, the headphone jack is the exact same and in the same exact spot. And you've got the DS, or the Game Boy Advance cartridge slot in the same spot. But the DS Lite has, like, a little cartridge thingy.
Protector
job, right, yeah. It does make it look really slick.
That is, like, one of the greatest things about that to me. I hate
That giant hole in the bottom.
My ring fingers
fall into it, huh?
Fall into that hole unless I have a GBA cart stuck in there. I don't think that's going to fit very well.
It doesn't. It was worth a shot. Maybe I had it upside down. Oh, no, it doesn't even really fit in there.
Yeah.
The lip keeps it from fitting. Well, I don't know. It got in there. I can't get it out. There we go. Okay, so, and the volume is in the exact same spot, just to the left of the GBA slot. And this one's, like I said, it's cute. I mean, they did a good job on the design. On the DS, it's just a plain, like, rectangular little slider job, right? And it has, like, a little, the reason you know it's volume, because it says V-O-L, and it has three, like, little ever-so-heightening rectangles, you know, on it. So it's obviously, like, it's going up, right? Now, the on the DS Lite, it says volume. It says V-O-L. It has a minus on one side, a plus on the other, so that makes it very clear. But the slider little button itself has the little, like, increasing volume size little, like, symbol. Which,
right.
I mean, you know, a little touch like that, it's kind of nice. I like it. I think this is the hottest little device. I mean, it's really just awesome. Like, they have hired somebody from Sony or whatever to go ahead and put together that, the design of this thing, I think, because it's really sleek. It definitely is. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about, and I forgot earlier, so we're going to do this live on the show now. The speakers, are they the same?
I think so.
Okay, when you're playing Mario Kart and you hear some hella loud-ass sound, does the back of your thing kind of vibrate? Not distort. Can you feel the speakers, like, vibrate the screen a little?
No.
No?
But I'm willing to bet that has more to do with the shell.
Yeah,
the,
very well could
in
be.
In the light than actual volume.
Yeah, I noticed this weird tickling vibration only on certain, like, super-ass loud sounds. So what I'm going to do is turn the volume all the way up on the DS and hit power so we can hear the opening. Okay, so we got a good feel for that. I know that's your game. On the DS Lite. It sounds quieter.
Hmm.
Wow.
And they were both all the way up?
They were both all the way up. Yeah.
But,
huh.
You know, I honestly never have my volume all the way up.
I do.
Really?
Yes.
The thing is, like, right next to my head, and so I don't find the need.
Huh? I have my volume all the way up loud all the time. It immerses me in the game.
Okay.
Plus, the DS has this amazing, I don't know how they do it, because the sound on the PSP sucks balls. You actually, okay, I don't know if anybody has a PSP, but if I'm the only one who notices this, if you're holding the PSP as if you're actually playing it and watching it, the sound almost sounds like it's muffled a little bit. Tilt it back a little bit. So, like, you're looking at, like, the bottom of it, it gets louder.
Mm.
There's two speakers on the bottom of it, pointing, like, at, like, your stomach while you're playing.
Helpful.
Right. Awesome. Now, there is two little holes on the top of it, but if you tilt it so the bottom speakers are facing you, it's louder, and it's like, boy, good job there. You know what? Okay, good job. Now, Nintendo has the speakers, you know, on the left and right side of the top screen. In case you didn't know, this thing has two screens. And they do this really cool, like, I can get what sometimes fools my ears into thinking I've got surround sound. Mm-hmm. Even a Mario Kart, like, it'll tickle my ear, like, well, that's coming out of the left speaker. That's amazing, you know? And they do a hell of a good job with a lot of these games. Mario Kart does it really well, and New Super Mario Brothers does it really well, too. Yeah. That's the really
sound,
nice.
The sound of the blue shell will put fear in you.
Yes, it does. I'll tell you what, I mean, overall, this thing is a winner, worth every penny of $130 U.S. Now, the black one comes out, and the white one, in Europe on the 18th, so you only have to wait like 7 more days. I can't wait to see what that looks like, but I'll tell you what, I am not as bothered by the iPod White as I thought I originally would be. It's nice. They did a damn good job. It's got the shiny, you know, clear, translucent plastic over white plastic. I don't like that you can see that and kind of tell. If you look at if you flip it open and look, you can see a very clear seam.
It's like in a shell.
Right. And for some foolish reason, I pick at it. Like, I try to get my fucking fingernail between it.
That'll help in the next, like, 6 months of play.
That's what the service plan is for. I need a black one. This one's broke.
Yeah, I think when the blue or black one comes out, I might have to break down and replace mine.
That's how good this is. Okay, I'm sorry to say, but it looks that nice when you're just staring at the screen. It's that good, folks. You have to buy this damn thing. I mean, if you were thinking about it before, get off the pot and go buy this damn thing.
The screen and the size, the increase in the stylus are the two things that really, really sell me. Like, sure, I could go out and I could just buy a DS Lite stylus.
Right.
But then it wouldn't fit in my DS. And I'd have to, like, rummage for it.
That's the one thing I'm really bummed about this is all the accessories. I wanted to, like, I love accessory shopping, you know, because, you know, you get to watch, like, your girlfriend and your mom and your grandma, and they're at the store, and they're buying fucking necklaces and goddamn fucking 12 belts and 37 purses. Different little rings and purses, right?
Shoes!
Little hair nets, motherfucking shoes, right? I don't do that. I have a pair of shoes I wear to work. I have a pair of shoes I wear at home. I have a belt I wear no matter what I'm doing. You know, fucking A. Okay? But when it comes to my video games, I get to get power pads and extension cords and fucking, you know, light guns. And this and that and the other
electronics
thing.
Electronics in general, like USB hubs.
Right, yeah. All that stupid crap. I love it. And this is one of the coolest things. You can get your little, your you know, you can get a bag for it. You can get a clean a screen cleaner. You can get clean guards. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, clean guards. Fucking screen guards on it, you know? Which I suck at. I don't know if you noticed, but I put them on this one already.
Yeah.
And the bottom one is, like, perfect. The top one, though, I've got, like, little hair fibers and air bubbles and shit, but you cannot tell when you're playing.
Did you get the one that easily comes off and slicks back on, or get the one that uses, like, adhesive?
It's got a sticky on it, but I can easily pull it back.
But it's like it's like your mouse pad.
Right, yeah, it just kind of goes...
Yeah, yeah.
Right. My problem isn't that I need to peel it off. My problem is I need to get the little fuzzies out of there, but it's sticky, so I'd have to, like, peel it off my finger, but you'd get finger grease on it if you did that.
Yeah, now that the fuzzies are on the sticker, you're... That protector is probably hosed.
Shot, right. I mean, and it's bothering me now that I'm looking at the DS with it off, but when you're playing, I cannot see one little fiber or flaw in it at all. So it's not really bothering me.
Right. So it can wait until you happen to get some more protectors.
Right, exactly, yeah. And they're pretty cheap. It was $3, you get one for the bottom. I think retail $6. You get one for the top and one for the bottom. It was like $2-something. But the other thing is the stylus replacement. Now, this one is not bad. It is an improvement. It is not what I want. Okay, now I have heard Shane on Dual Screen Radio. Now, if you guys never heard this show, I must say you have to listen to Dual Screen Radio. It is a fantastic show, all about the glories of the Nintendo DS. And it deserves its own show. It's that nice. Mm-hmm. Now, he has mentioned, and I've never heard anybody mention this except for on that show, something called the Battle Stylus.
Right.
Which is, I guess, a little bit heftier, and it's infinitely cooler looking than the plain little just, you know, regular one solid gray piece of plastic or whatever the hell color it happens to be. That is the DS stylus. The one I have here, you said it was designed a little bit better than that one, not just size and weight.
Right.
But the tip of it is like...
tips.
Thicker or longer?
The tip, that one looks more spongy. Like it's not going to damage as
it's
bad.
It's the same. It, yeah, it's the same.
The color that looks...
It's white. It's kind of... It's translucent. It's kind of cloudy, clear, yeah. It is bigger, though. The end is a little bit bigger, but I mean, like, not by much. Like, not even, like, a real noticeable amount.
Right, so I didn't bother touching it. It just kind of looked more spongy.
It gave me that impression, too. Almost like I was going to use, like, a dry felt tip marker on the screen almost. Right. That's like formed solid though, but it's not really. It's just like a little piece of hard plastic. But, I want to go accessory shopping, like, oh, fuck for this damn thing. And all they had there was, like, a replacement styli, and they had a yellow, a hot pink, and a purple pack. That was it.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh.
Good in the white.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's not happening. So, I didn't get any little thing other than the screen protector at this point in time, but believe you me, my eyes will be open for a little crap that I don't need to buy. Toys R Us is a good place for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They have all kinds of shit compared to most other places I go, really. The only other last thing I can say about the DS itself, they redesigned the power. This fucker uses a new power supply. So if you're using your old Game Boy Advance ones like I was with Go Bars, you can't use it anymore. Probably because it charges faster now. It
charges faster,
3 hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For a bigger battery, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. It came...
It might be the same actual size, but the battery lasts longer, so I guess it could also be...
Your mileage may vary, though, depending on your screen, brightness, absolutely.
But
so.
at the same screen brightness, like, if you were to use one and on...
Oh, okay.
That's gonna last longer.
Right. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. This thing is damn sexy. It's worth every penny I paid for it. I already was looking for some stickers to kind of deck it out a little, un-iPod it if I could, you know, and so I'm looking around right now. That'll get me through until this one breaks and I wind up getting a new one at some point in the future. But I mean, if the black one came out in even a month, I don't see me doing anything necessary. I wouldn't trade anybody or buy another one. It works fucking great, so it's white. Big deal. I got over that. Because you know what? It's a functional device.
Right.
And that's what really matters. Now, I would have a problem if it was hot pink, but it's not. It's white. So I can live with it, okay? I would have purchased black if that was it. Funny thing, guy in the store, we all rush for it. The first words out of some guy's mouth, what other colors does it come in? Ha! First thing I turned around and said, iPod. White, and nobody laughed, except for the one person that I knew that was there with me. I was kind of bummed. But,
Not everybody can be geeks.
If you were on the fence about this before, now is the time.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It really is. Now is the time to go down there, pick yourself up a DS Lite, and enjoy the glory.
I will admit that the overall, especially outer design of the original...
Sucks monkey balls.
Gives the general feeling that they just kind of threw it together because they weren't sure how it was going to work out.
Yeah, I guess I could totally agree with that.
And so they went, oh, crap, this is actually working. We better, make something that looks good.
And they did. I must say, I'm impressed with this damn little thing. Like, even looks alone. I just want to not let go of it. Because it's slick. It is a nice little unit. So now is definitely the time you can pick up some fantastic games. Like, New Super Mario Brothers is a no-brainer. If you like that kind of, side-scrolling fun action, dude, it's the bomb. I have, seven more of those goddamn coins and two hidden levels to unlock, and I'm done. I have done everything you could possibly do now because I've had it for a while, and it's a blast. I managed to pick up quite the library of games already. Okay, I've had this thing for 12 hours, and I had games waiting. Planning for the future.
More than me, I think.
Ooh, I don't Tetris DS, Trauma Center Under the Knife, Mario Kart DS, which is the game.
Oh, very good.
That is the game. That is if a Mario Kart game comes out for the Wii, and it is not up to par with this, and then, Nintendo at some point will release maybe a DS2 or something, and if it doesn't play this cart, I will have to own a DS for the rest of my life for Mario Kart DS. It's the best Mario Kart game, period.
I was going to say, I would not be surprised if somehow they managed to get the next one to be named Game Boy.
Totally. Nintendo Game Boy DS.
Yeah, or something.
Here it comes, Yeah, I could totally see it. Now that, we know this works and people like it. And I dig on the two screens thing. As long as, I have a problem with, the Sonic way of using it, where it's just, a taller version of your screen. But I like the Mario way of using it, the Castlevania way of using it, the Trauma Center thing. I like all that. I don't like the whole, it's one big screen. Right. I don't like that. That does not sit with me at all. But every other use I've seen for it so far, absolutely fantastic. What else did I get? Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow, New Super Mario Bros., and Sonic Rush. So there's six games. Mm-hmm. So I kind of went on a spree. It has that new, oh god, Christmas is coming early, baby, and I got paid today. Time to get some new toys.
Well, and with the increasing price of PC games and whatnot, and a couple of those games, of the not-so-brand-new ones, cost the same as one
15, game. 20 bucks. You know, you're picking up DS games. And I'm like, these are some fun games. Granted, for the you know, the better of the, you know, like the best of the best games, you're paying a bit. You know, I mean, you're paying $35 for new Super Mario Brothers. You're paying $35 for Castlevania. Your
Final Fantasy 3 is probably going to be
40. I saw that for Zelda Phantom Hourglass also. Yeah. I saw where it said $39.99, which I think is a shame.
That's getting a little too pricey for a handheld game.
It is. It's starting to break that mold, so I might just have to wait. You know what? Zelda burned me on the Wind Waker. This is Wind Waker 2. I might just ride that one out. Unless the cart's gold. If that cart is gold, yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, it's over. I've come to terms with it. I mean, it's a Zelda game.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wind up buying it. Kobar, yeah. I'm going to have to buy it. It's Zelda. It's on a handheld. I heard somebody else using the same argument, and I went, you know, they're right. It's Zelda on a handheld. It's not going to be Wind Waker 2. It's just based on Wind Waker.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It will be Wind Waker 2.
Right.
Wind Waker actual 2.0
version
upgrade.
Right, totally. And I'm sure it's going to be a fucking blast, you know. I doubt I'm going to be doing very much Game Boy Advance playing on this. I'd like to say that I'm going to play like three or four games.
I have booted it up once.
Like
you just did.
That was it, and that's probably it for me, you know?
Check it out to see how it worked.
Yeah. I don't know. I still have maybe, six, seven Game Boy Advance games, none of which I've touched probably in like a year and a half. Some I'd like to finish, some I'd really like to play, but you know, maybe I will. Because we'll have to get into the games of the DS on the next show. Like this one was kind of all about the DS itself, which is why I just kind of ran through my list so, you know, listeners will know what to expect next show, you know, at least of what I've played. Maybe we can talk about what's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, the DS just hit recently. We got to talk about this. We did E3 when it was hot. The DS just came out. The DS Lite, anyway. Got to talk about that for a little bit. People are kind of getting into it now. It's getting, you know, a little bit bigger than it was. It was already huge. People are going nuts over this fucking thing. People who don't even know anything about it were buying them today at the store.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, they just happened to be there?
No. They were like, I heard about this thing coming out today. Is it worth it? And I'm like, every penny, you know, and I lied to a guy. Some guy asked me, do you have one? And I said, well, yeah, kinda, you know, because if I would have said no, he wouldn't have listened to a word I said.
Right.
So I said, well, yeah, kinda. And I talked to him, you know, a little bit about some of the games and whatnot. And it was cool to see one of the cool people I work with actually was there. One of the people I actually like showed up down there at the store to specifically to buy. There was some of the people there that weren't specifically there to buy it. So, you know, they were there.
It sucked to have had to open today. And you're just,
I know. Bummed. Yeah. I ran into one of those. Actually, there was three people that I knew there and actually communicate with at work. And I communicate with about five people, maybe seven tops at my job, and three of them were there today. One of them specifically to buy a DS. And it was cool because he was like, what games do I get? And I was like, well, if you don't get Mario Kart, you're brain damaged. And I would seriously suggest you get, like, the new Super Mario. And I think I can't remember now. I know he got Mario Kart, and I think he didn't pick up the new Super Mario Brothers game. I think he got Mario 64 DS.
Oh.
Right. Not like an accident.
Oh,
but,
no.
But see, I've heard a lot of good things about it, though.
If you have one of those little caps.
Thumb things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this thing did not come with that. It did come with an extra stylus, though.
Right.
So, now if I remember from Dual Screen Radio, that's dualscreenradio.com, they did say that you can buy those little thumb things from Nintendo's website for $5 still. Mm-hmm. You better get them quick if you think you're ever going
to
use that.
Just tell that guy, because you either have to use this as the jump and whatnot.
Eek.
And
the D-pad.
Use a stylus like this.
Oh, my God.
Which is completely backwards.
Right, yeah.
I mean, or...
So what he's saying is you're using, you know, the D-pad instead of the buttons to do your button functions.
Right.
So, like, jump and duck and click item and open door and talk.
You can use the buttons to jump and whatnot with the proper hand and try to use the stylus to move on the screen.
Oh, but then you're fucking, unless you're left-handed.
Also not very good.
Right.
But if you have the thumb thing, you actually can move around like it was an analog stick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, what's the website?
The
I'm buying some of those then. Because I might, you know, I might come across a game where it's like, I need that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. It's worth the $5 to get one, at least, you know. Hell.
I imagine it's something, if not Nintendo.com, then Nintendo DS.
I think it's Nintendo Store, or store.nintendo.com. I'm not sure, but it's probably one of those two. I will be checking that out shortly, though. I'll tell you what, though. This thing does have PlayStation Syndrome, or PSP. I have spent more time rubbing it on my shirt trying to get my fingerprints off of it than playing.
That is the nice thing about the material that the original one was made out of.
Like the matte.
Yeah.
Black, yeah. It's just a shiny fucking plastic layer on this thing. It's got the little
you
DS
sit there,
logo.
Put fingerprints on there, and they're there, you just can't see them.
Right, yeah. but the forensics guy can. So I don't know. I mean, overall, this thing is a winner. Now, as far as hardware goes, I would have to say, I mean, if we're going to rate this damn thing as a monetary value, out of $130, $120.
Okay.
My flaws with it are the D-pad's too small, but this one is 100% usable. It's not like they broke it and have a shitty one with the PSP, so there's nothing wrong. That's a nitpick. And the power adapter. It's, I want to not have to buy extra shit.
Well, it came with it, didn't it?
Right, it did, but what if I want to play this at work and need to charge it? I would have one at my job.
Right.
Now I have to buy another one. I have a DS or a GBA one, so I would like to use that.
Well, I have to say, if it's going to hold back innovation, like if it's going to make it so it has to charge for fucking 6 hours... No, I'll get a new charger.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it.
They probably changed it because it needed a bit more voltage.
I'm sure they
did.
It
needed a bit more push.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly why it's changed. I'm positive. But doesn't mean it was, you know, absolutely necessary. They could have kept the same look of the thing, just had two different chargers that looked the same. One that, well, you know what? Maybe not. Because what if some douchebag plugged in a DS charger that was the higher voltage into their GBA and cooked it?
Right.
So maybe it was like a safety issue. Okay,
well,
then.
And the lower voltage on a battery that's supposed to
right.
charge in a higher voltage
will
is bad
damage
for the battery.
It. Exactly. So, all right then, and I'll live with it. So 125. And the D-pad's workable. Maybe this is a truly $130, 100% price point item. I mean, seriously, this thing is fucking amazing.
If not, it's close.
Yeah, it's very close.
I can't do it because I already have one.
Right.
It's not worth $130 when you have one already to me, yet. But when this one gets a little more banged up and maybe a color I really want comes out.
Right, I can see the color being the breaking point.
Yeah.
I really could see that. Like, even if it came out with, what was it, you want emerald blue or some gay color?
The dark blue, the navy blue.
I know.
It's like almost black, you know what? That blue-black kind of tint to it.
Right. I could see that. I could see that being the breaking point. Even if it was like a week from now, you'd be like, oh, gotta have it. And unfortunately now, you know, you take this thing to GameStop, they're gonna offer you probably like $40 for it.
Right.
PSPs, I guess they're giving $60. Or no. $60 for that. I heard it today from an employee who brought one to GameStop like yesterday. They said $60 for the used DS. So that's what you'd get out of it, a $60 store credit at a GameStop or Electronics Boutique. So think about it though. That's a pretty good chunk towards something you would be buying because it's, you know, an improved screen and this and that. And the other.
I would like to, but, you know, I got, like, chips in the case and there's something wrong with the screen down here. I'm not sure.
You're insane. I can't see whatever you're talking about with
really?
Your screen. Yeah. I have fucking no clue. I played that thing solid for 3 weeks and never noticed it. You even told me it was there and I still can't see it.
Huh.
So you're crazy. So I don't know. Maybe when the color comes out, you could turn that in. They might drop it at 50. You know, it might be a while for the color to come out, but...
Right.
I'm telling you, man, scrape it together and get the do. We gotta go. Buy a Nintendo DS. Next week we're gonna talk about some of the cool games you can get for it here. Kobar's got this fucking awesome. We talked about Kirby's Campus Cursor previous show.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe we need to just revive it a little bit, you know, to talk about with some of the you know, the listeners want to hear it. Now that, you know, if this is gonna be a DS based show next week, we gotta talk about it because it's a good game. You know, and some of the stuff I have is older, like, you know, Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow, but I'm not like we're gonna go at length into it, you know, and Mario Brothers DS we did before, you know, last week for like an hour. No need to recap it completely, but we can bring it up 5 minutes and say that it's a good game. So this week, our mission, read DS news and games.
Right.
For next week. And actually, the week after that, the week of like the 24th, we probably won't be able to do the show. I have to go out of town for somebody's birthday to do stuff. So
yeah, so this might not get mentioned next week.
We had to slip it in when a certain person isn't around. So yeah, there might not be a show the week after next because or whatever the hell week that's going to be. It'll be the weekend. It'll be the Sunday show that's supposed to be out on or we record on Sunday, so it's going to be the Sunday after the 23rd. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that show might not happen. It won't happen. Okay? But next week, DS goodness for all. All
right.
Touching is good.